Hey y'all, my name is L with a Word, and this is my new podcast. And basically, this podcast, I want to structure it around the ideas of, are we getting lost in the theatrics of it all? And I think that is the episode for today, the theatrics of it all. So without further ado, I'd like to just kind of cut to the meat and potatoes of it, because I don't want to take too much of your time, but I want to take enough that it's significant in these discussions. So let's talk about the presidential debate. We know the verbal sparring, we know the interruptions, we know the clown this and the shut up here. So we are all aware and familiar with all that. But here's something that I would like to give you in less than 15 minutes to make sure that you take that, absorb that, and process that, so that when you get to the ballot box November 3rd, you are present and aware about this. So one of the most profound pieces in listening to the presidential debate, for me at least, was that at one point in time, President Trump mentioned Hunter Biden. I mean, numerous times he did, but this particular point was significant to me. He brought up Hunter Biden, and at that point, Joe Biden stated that his son had a drug problem, he went and sought help, and he's better, and that he loved him and he was proud of him. Deeply, deeply profound moment. And the reason for that is because at that moment, as anybody who's ever had a child or cared for someone that they love, or anybody who's made a misstep in life, who hasn't necessarily always tiptoed down the yellow brick road without a stumble or a bump along the way, that acknowledging someone that you love, especially your child that has gone through a bout of substance abuse or any kind of hardship of some sort, to confess it publicly on a global platform and to acknowledge that that was a struggle that your child and your family dealt with together, and that he was better and that you loved him. So I thought, if anything, it made Joe just a exceptional man for that, because it was such a poignant moment, it was such a tender moment, and it was such a, if your heart did not go out to him, if you didn't understand, if you couldn't relate, and that's fine, but I think you should really evaluate and take a look into that. So that's one. The other piece of it, cutting out the theatrics of it all, is that Donald Trump consistently mentions the fact that the opioid crisis is ravaging suburban white America, whatever, on that side of town. Consistently ravaging it. The opioid crisis, the pharmaceutical companies, and this and that. And that is consistently the conversation that is being held around the opioid crisis. And what I found to be significant in that moment is Donald Trump went after the very same group of people that he's consistently stating that he is fighting for, that he cares for, that he he's championing to be the voice, to be the healer, to be the president, to want to deal with that issue. But here was your poster boy, because Hunter Biden was once the very same group that you're stating that you want to fight and be there for. He was a suburban kid who struggled with a substance abuse. And I think also it was a very telling moment, because we advocate for people to get help. We advocate for, you know, if anyone is going through something, to seek help, to seek, you know, friends and family. And in that moment, by vilifying that, who knows what consequences and repercussions, you know, within those quiet moments with those who are struggling with substance abuse, that can have. And so cutting out the theatrics, actually, I did it within 5, which is quite impressive. I think that as a first post is, what I mean by that is, as we're getting closer to the election, as all these things are going on, This podcast is not meant to be leaning on one way or another. This is not pro blue or red, not at all. This is just cutting out the theatrics and being able to really make an assessment and analysis of what we're looking at presently, right? What are those assessments and analysis?